This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is trying a different approach to people who are declared mentally unfit to stand trial. Susan Blanco is the chief judge for the 8th Judicial District in Fort Collins. She says the goal is usually to restore the person so they can face charges. A new competency diversion program instead focuses on the person themselves.
More on stable housing, connected to medication services, connected to psychiatric services, maybe getting some support for employment, potentially getting some of their documents filled out, for example, if they qualify for Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare.
Under the program, if the person facing charges follows the court-ordered plan, their case is dismissed. Meanwhile, a decision to grant a new trial for a man convicted of pipe bombings is getting some pushback. CPR's Tom Hess reports prosecutors want the state Supreme Court to review the ruling.
James Genrick was convicted in 1993 after explosions in Grand Junction killed two people. In the decades since, the forensic science used at trial has been discredited by the National Academy of Sciences. This spring, the Colorado Court of Appeals upheld an order granting Genrick a new trial. At issue is the technique used to tie tools he owned to markings found on the exploded bombs. Prosecutors argue that new evidence is not enough to justify a new trial. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.